to another episode of What Are They Talking About? I am your host, Sebastian. And for this week's episode, as you can tell in the title, it is about college wrestling. Personally, I have quite a few wrestling friends. So when they are talking about wrestling, I just have no idea what's going on. But you know, I smile, pretend I know what's going on, and yeah, that's what I called talking with my wrestling friend's face. So for this episode, I have invited one of my best friends who is a wrestler to kind of talk about what wrestling is and how to watch a wrestling match. Welcome, Evan.
Hey man, I'm glad to be part of your podcast here. I know you're excited to do this, so I'm looking forward to this.
Hey, we're glad to have you. Okay, so first thing first, I've always wondered, what is the official name of the onesie wrestlers wear?
Yeah, so the academics of wrestling would call it a singlet, but so yeah, it's a singlet, and actually some people will have shorts and a shirt, and they call that like fight gear. That's really uncommon in college wrestling, but there are a few teams that have that. But in high school, that is fairly common, actually.
Nice. Now I know it's not a onesie. I guess my Darth Vader pajama was a onesie, so it's different. Oh, and also, I know that there's professional wrestling and college wrestling. And to my knowledge, they're quite different. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. So professional wrestling, you know, that's like John Cena and Rey Mysterio hitting people with chairs. And, you know, that's not real wrestling. I like fake wrestling. It's fun, but it's a very different thing.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Now, let's dive into today's interview. First question, what is wrestling? Like, what do wrestlers do?
Yeah, so wrestling's the oldest sport in the world, or at least that's what a lot of the old heads like to claim, make it sound really cool. But the main goal is to dominate your opponent, right? You want to inflict as much pain and like good technique, I guess, on the guy that you're wrestling. And there's lots of different ways to do that. There's neutral wrestling, that's like on your feet, and then there's mat wrestling, is, you know, that's top and bottom. That's the stuff that might look a little questionable to some people.
So when you have a wrestling match, do you do both or typically one of the two?
Okay, that's a really good question. So you do both. There's both mat wrestling and neutral in all aspects of wrestling. And there's also different types of wrestling. There's folk style, which is what we do in college and high school. And there's Greco and there's freestyle. And they're each a little different, but in all of them, there's both top wrestling and neutral wrestling.
So what's the the features of a folk style wrestling?
You know, that's a good question. So I guess I'd say the difference between folk style and freestyle and Greco is freestyle and Greco emphasize wrestling on your feet way more, and there's a lot more ways to score points easily in those two. But for folk style, there's a lot of emphasis on top and bottom wrestling, so you need to be good at those positions, and they're more about riding your opponent out. And so I guess a big difference here is, so for freestyle and Greco, you're timed on how long you are on top. You get about 10 seconds to turn your opponent, and if you don't do it in that time frame, then they'll put you guys back on your feet. And that's for Greco and freestyle. But for folk style, they don't stop that timer at all. So if I take my opponent down early, I can ride them for the entire period, or the entire match. The ref will not let us back up on our feet.
That's very interesting. I never knew there are actually three types of wrestling. So if I were to watch a wrestling match right now, how can I tell if a person scores points?
Okay, yeah, so I'm going to be talking about folk style. This is, again, what you'll see in, like, a college wrestling match, so this is what I'll focus on. So there's tons of different ways to score points, and that's one reason I really like wrestling. But so when we're neutral on our feet, you can shoot on your opponent to grab their legs and take them down, or you can throw your opponent, and again, you know, to take them down. So there's two main takedowns there. And you can, there's, like I said, there's all sorts of other ways to do it, but those are two big ones. And a takedown is when you get your opponent onto the mat and both of their hands are on the mat and you have essentially control over them. And that is worth 2 points, no matter if it comes off a throw or if you shoot to their legs. It's only worth 2 points. So here's where you can get more points, though. So on top, you can turn your opponent to their back. And there's varying degrees of what we call near fall. So if you hold your opponent on their back for 2 seconds, it's 2 near fall. And if you hold your opponent to their back for 4 seconds, that's 4 near fall. So that is, I really like top wrestling. That's my favorite spot. That's where I'm best at. So I try to get the early takedown so I can work on top. And then for the guy on bottom, you know, it's not game over for them. There's many ways that they can score too. So they can get what's called a reversal, and that's when they start on bottom and they get behind their opponent without getting away, and that's considered a reversal, and they get 2 points for that. And then they can also get what's called an escape, and that's when they just get away from bottom, and then both wrestlers are back on their feet. They get 1 point awarded to them for that. And then finally, at the end of the match, we have this thing called riding time. So if you stay on top of your opponent for more than a minute cumulative time over the entire match, you get 1 point at the end of the match, and that is actually really crucial to college wrestling. It's a big point that you want to have.
So how do you determine who wins? Is it like if I score 50 points, I automatically win? Or is it like if I score 30 more points than my opponent, I win?
Yeah, so that's another good question. So it's a 7-minute match, and there's basically like a mercy rule, like little kids baseball. You know, if they score 10 runs and before, you know, whatever inning the game's over. That's kind of the same thing with wrestling. So if you are outscoring your opponents by 15 points, so say I'm beating Sebastian, say him and I are wrestling, say he's beating me 20-5, then they're going to automatically end the match, and that's called a technical fall, and he's gonna win the match for that. However, say we have to wrestle the entire 7 minutes, then it's just whoever scored the most points by the end of that. And then finally, too, you can end the match early with a pin. Everybody's familiar with the pin. You know, that's a big one. And there's also different varying degrees of team points. So if I just get a normal victory, which is called a decision, and that's winning by 1 or 7 more points, that's 3 team points for my team. If I win by 8 to 14 more points, that's called a major decision. So if I beat my opponent by 15 or more points, that's the tech fall that I talked about earlier, and that's 5 team points for my team. And finally, the pin is worth 6 points for your team. So if you're in a really big duel against a really good school, it's really important to get those pins because it's going to make it a lot easier for your team to win the duel.
And what does a successful pin look like? I know in boxing, if you knock your opponent down for like 10 seconds, you win. What about in wrestling? Is there like a time limit?
Yeah, so no, a pin is just when you hold your opponent on their back, and it's varying degrees. Sometimes refs call them a little quicker than others, but typically if you have your opponent on their back for like a second, that's when the ref's going to slap the mat, and you're shaking hands, and you're getting your hand raised, and the crowd goes crazy.
Nice. So we've talked about how people score. What are some common rules in wrestling?
Okay, I guess rule number one is, like, you know, you don't get a punch your opponent in the face. You know, like, if you've ever watched a match, you'll see people doing what's called, like, a tie-up, and they're grabbing their opponent's neck, or they're hitting them in the head kind of hard, and there's nothing illegal with that, but it can get a little aggressive, I would say, and sometimes refs will warn you that you're doing a little too much, but eventually that can be a penalty, but for the most part, you're actually allowed to tie up with your opponent really hard and give them some nice clubs, but it can get too aggressive and you're going to get penalties for that. So I guess that's a big rule for wrestling. I think that is important. So another important rule is that you're not allowed to stall in a wrestling match. So I'm assuming some people listening right now have watched like UFC before, and you'll see a fighter kind of just retreating for most of the fight, and that seems to go unpunished. But in wrestling, the ref's going to warn you from backing up, and he's gonna say, hey, you're stalling, and at first you get a warning, and if you keep doing it, you'll eventually give up a point, and if you continue to do so, they can even disqualify you from the match. So that is another important rule. And lastly, a rule that I don't think other people quite know is that you have to wear headgear. So, you know, see that little goofy stuff we wear on our head, you know, the helmet, and that's called headgear, and that is required for NCAA college wrestling.
Thank you. Now a more personal question. How do you enjoy wrestling so far?
I mean, I love it, man. I've been doing it ever since elementary. I mean, I hated it in elementary school. That's when I started. My parents, they forced me to wrestle when I was a little kid. They make me go all the tournaments, and I hated everyone. Got to middle school, I still hated it. Got to high school, I still hated it. But eventually I really fell in love with it and started putting in the work, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's taught me a lot, you know, more than just the sport, and it's made me the man I am today, so I really appreciate the sport.
See, for me, that's bacon for lunch. I would not trade it for the world.
Now, bacon for lunch.
Hey, man, the bacon's awesome. Now, for the last part of this interview, I will be reading some misconceptions and myths about wrestling. So from your experience, you can tell us whether they are true or not. So the first one is that some people say wrestling is not a team sport, since, you know, wrestlers, they compete individually. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so that's like a... I'd say it's 50-50. So when you're on a good team like Wabash, I'd consider us we're a pretty good program. And we care about team score a lot. We want to win the big duels. Anytime we're at an individual tournament, they still keep track of an overall team score. Our coaches are looking to push that score. And I know a lot of guys care about this stuff. Personally, I'm kind of an asshole. I'm really just focused on myself. Maybe that's not the best thing in the world, but that's just how I feel personally. So it's kind of 50-50 on that.
Thank you. Now, the second one is that some people say wrestling requires a lot of experience to be good. For example, if I were to start wrestling right now, I would never be a good wrestler because I don't have as much experience as you guys do. What's your take on that?
Again, that's a 50-50 one too. It's kind of interesting. So I know some kids that are pretty new to wrestling and they're just freak athletes and... They just kind of figure it out because it's a lot of just known body movements. Myself, personally, I'm athletic, but I'm about as uncoordinated as any... the worst thing you can think of, that's probably me. It took me a lot of time to kind of figure out my style and how I like to wrestle. So for me, I would need a lot of time and experience. But, you know, it just all depends. If you're new and you really want to get out there, I highly encourage it. You might find something you really enjoy, and it's just a gratifying experience.
Now, I know that some people criticize wrestling because they think it promotes violence. From your perspective, do you think wrestling promotes violence?
I mean, yes, it promotes violence, obviously. We're dudes and girls, too, who are just trying to throw each other around and, you know, dominate the other person. But at the same time, there's a lot of class and respect in wrestling. I know... from fighting things like UFC, you know, they like to trash talk before their big fight, and that's, like, accepted. People want the trash talk, and for wrestling, it's a little different. Most people are, I would say, are against trash talking. There's a lot of class. You know, before and after a match, you shake hands with your opponent, and after the match, you shake hands too, you know, no matter win or loss. And there's more of a respect thing in there. So, yes, it promotes violence, but at the same time, it's like a good-natured violence, I guess I'd say. You know, we come off the mat, and you have a little more respect for the other guy.
Okay. Now, the third myth is probably the one I've seen the most. People say that wrestling can lead to unhealthy weight loss, and I've seen wrestlers, you know, trying to cut their weight before matches to fit their weight class. So, is such claim accurate?
Okay, yeah. So, this is one that, do you care if I cuss? Okay, so this is one that really pisses me off, because it's a lot of people who don't understand, you know, weight management sports. They like to have an opinion on this matter. And yes, you do have to lose weight. You know, you have to make weight. You know, say I'm a 133 pounder, I can't come into the tournament 133.6 or 134. That day, I have to weigh in 133 flat or less in that weight class. So obviously, you have to do what you got to do to make weight. However, what does annoy me about that is people tend to think that wrestlers starve themselves, or they dehydrate themselves, or they just go without for months on end. Which obviously that's just humanly impossible, right? We would die. You just have to live a healthier lifestyle. A lot of guys, you know, they know their bodies, and they eat less than they'd like to. It's not always fun, but it's just kind of part of the sport. And sometimes you do have those people who wait last minute to lose all their weight. You know, I know a fair share of guys who, they're running all night before a tournament. But to say they're starving or they're doing extremely unhealthy things, it's far and few. I'd say it's definitely the exception to the rule.
Oh, right. The last one is probably the most stereotypical one. As you know, many say that wrestling is a gay sport, and they joke about it. So how do wrestlers feel when people make those comments?
Yeah, so I think that's a good one. Yeah, I obviously wrestle, and you hear a lot about that in high school. You know, people are like, I don't want to roll around with another guy. And I think they make these comments because they're just scared of something different. Wrestling's it's a really hard sport. It pushes you physically, mentally, emotionally. I mean, you have to put it all out there when you compete because there's no one to blame but yourself. And so people see this sport and they look for an easy cop out of why they don't do it. Oh, it looks weird. I don't want people thinking this about me. But really, I just think they're scared to put on the line, and they just don't understand that it's a tough sport, and they don't want any of that. So that's what I feel like a lot of those people make those comments for.
Well, thank you so much, Evan, for joining us and giving us a brief rundown of what a college wrestling is. And I feel like now I know what they're talking about when they speak of college wrestling. Do you have any final comments?
Yeah, so I think Sebastian said it right. I gave you guys enough to watch a match, and you can know, and like, yeah, I get a little bit of what's going on, but I didn't cover everything. I gave a general overview of wrestling. I definitely think if you want to learn more, just watch some matches, and see what happens. Look how points are scored. Look how people react to certain different things, and you'll pick up more as you go. But I'm really glad to be here. This is really fun for me. I'm glad I got to share a big part of my life with Sebastian's Rising podcast. That'll one day be the number one thing people are listening to, so stay tuned.
Thank you, Evan. Now, if you guys have any questions or suggestions about future episodes, feel free to let me know. I will put my social media link in the description. Now, one last question, Evan. Besides being a student and a wrestler, you are also a YouTuber, correct?
Yeah, man, I'm a YouTuber. I'm getting there a whole 120 subs right now. Chad Steezy, check it out, man.
All right, I will also put the link to his YouTube channel in the description. So guys, check it out. Thank you so much for listening to this week's What Are They Talking About with Saba. Until next week.